parsha of the Akedah, which is really the Sheirish of Klal Yisrael's Kiyum and everything that we've ever done, everything that we've ever Mosechet, it was always B'schus Akedah and so on. It's the Sheirish of Nisyonos and an understanding of Nisyonos, Mesiris Nefesh, things like that. The underlying is sort of Pashta Havana of what Mesiris Nefesh is the difficulty. In other words, the purpose of it, so to speak, is a person can jump so high with no weights, and if you put weights on it, it's harder for him, requires more effort. And we sort of understand it in terms of making things more difficult. That's the normal understanding of what Nisyonos are. We get more schar, so on. It doesn't seem to have any end in that way. The entire scope of it. I want to try to understand a different feast, a different havana in the Tachlis of Mesiris Nefesh, what it is, and so on. There's the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar. The Pirkei Rabbi Elazar says that Reb Chanina ben Doisa Oime. Reb Chanina says, Oisa Ayil lo yotzev in a double vatala. The Ayil with which they were makriv instead of Yitzchak, nothing went levatala. Afer shal Ayil hu yisayt shagam zeh hapnimi. The Afer is the yisayt of zeh hapnimi. Shnei mechipa aron akarnoisov. Gidov shal Ayil. The Gidim became the Asar Nevolim. Oyer Shal Ayil is Eza Masal Shal Yohu, Shnei Malov, and so on. Shtei Kind of Shal Ayil is Shefris, Bishal Smoil is Har Sinai, and the Yamin is Gadol Min Asmoil, Asad Koyber Lasid Lovoy, and so on. Good. What's the purpose? I mean, we understand obviously it's not kipshutai, and the Rishonim speak about it in terms of, you know, Kadosh Baruch Hu used the shefa of an aisle, it's obvious. But what's the Maimon Chazal is telling you that what? It's sort of ecology, everything was recycled, there's nothing. The Maila of Loicholach Levatola expressed itself in what? That we made perfect use of it. What's the toichen of this chazal over here? Very, very hard to try and understand what a chazal tried to say. The Radal, Reb David Luria, is the big mefarshim Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, he's a Talmud of the Goyen, son of a Talmud of Talmud. He has a whole bunch of kashas over here, a whole bunch of halachic kashilas that, he asks, how could you use, everything was torn akrava, it was an oila, and nothing should have been left out. So the halacha is that everything that falls off Mizbeach, you return it again for akrava, and he asks, the Ramban asks on the Karnayim, and he asks the Gidin for sure, and so on. He's a falpul here, very halachadik, mitzad hilchis, kachim, about the possibility of using the things for everything else. So we understand that we're not talking about Ekipshutai, but Becholzois, he's pointing out that the mushal is lacking something. The mushal, ki'ilu, that you could use the piece of something else, if it's not left over, is lacking something, and on that we need some hesba. The Al-Sheikh HaKadosh says over here that, he says it on the Mishnah, let's see the Mishnah first. There's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. It says, Asar dvarim nivru be'ershas bin ashmoshes ve'elehein. Pia oretz, pia ber, pia osen, akeshes, amon, amat, and so on and so forth. Ve'yesha imim afa mazikim, shal, afa mazikim, kvorosa shal moisha, ve'eloi shal Avraham Avinu. And the ale of Avraham Avinu. So, the Rav says that the gzera of the ayil, not the ayil himself, kipshutoi, the Goyen over here, the Al-Sheikh says that Bemis, if you take a look, I mean, he says there's a kasha here. If you take a look, all the inyanim seem to be nisim v'niflos. Pi'aretz, pi'aber, pi'osim, keshes, mon, demater, all of them were divrei nes. And b'meila, they needed to be, we need to find a special makom. It says Engel Chodesh Aras HaShemesh, and therefore we need to find some sort of a sheirish fit in the Bria. That makes sense for all of them. The Isle of Avram, the Isle over here, there was nothing about the Isle itself that one can that one needs to understand it nisimdik. I mean, the fact that he appeared, that he existed, but I mean, an Isle was. There's nothing about the Isle himself that would seem to need a special Bria. And so he's bothered by why does it have to be created by Ashmashes? So that the Rav says, Nigzal of Ben Ashmash and Echzusach Kanshas Akeda. It doesn't really totally answer the Shaila. So, Hagufa, what do I need it for? What do I need it to be created then? So, I mean, what do I need the Xerish to be then? Whenever you need it, you need it. The Kasha is well taken. But it is not clear over here where there's any resolution to the kasha. So Shaila is the Elosh of Avraham Avinu is listed as one of those in Yonim that are B'nes, and we don't have any real tefisa over here as to why one would need to have that Bria should be over there. And Michal, the understanding of what the Briyas Ben Hashmashes are is something that needs to be understood. I mean, before we understand why this is created Ben Hashmashes, we have to understand what Ben Hashmashes is. There's an Indian. We'd find a musig in the Torah, and let's understand it. A sukkah l'mashal is built, it's the material sukkah, the sukkah made from a psoilus geren v'yakev. The things that are the psoilus, there's a musik of psoilus, which the Torah ke'ilu seem to be makbid to build the sukkah from psoilus geren v'yakev. It's a little bit oimer darsheni. It's true, for instance, let's give an example. We could make a mikveh out of water that we're not using for drinking. But nobody would be called that the psoilus. If a person needs to feed animals straw or hay, it's not called psoilus. It's called chotzer, it's called teven. It has its own metzias. When I'm telling you that I need a piece of wood to fix something, to build something. You could, if you're a very, very frugal type of person and thrifty, you can go and find yourself a piece of wood that was extra. You had a small piece sort of from a big piece, and now you're using it. But you wouldn't say that to build it, you need a piece of leftover wood. That's not the nekud over here. Psoilus means it's a bizarre mitzvah. It's Kilo was saying that, listen, you have Gerim V'yekev, you eat, you drink wine, you eat bread, and there's also stuff that you throw out. Hey, I've got a great mitzvah for you to recycle it again. Well, we're recycling. What's the point? Why call a mitzvah Psoilus Gerim V'yekev? It's a Dovim Darsheni. It's almost a zilzel, you know, there's a dinner, we're not supposed to be mistapik from the sukkah because it's a bizarre mitzvah. And here in Chatchil it's called the leftovers. So let's understand a little bit about the oimek of some of the nyanim of the tachas and the bria. We understand that the things in the Bria are divided between Toiv and Ra. That certain inyanim are Toiv, and that is Kulal Hashem. Certain inyanim are Ra, that's away from Hashem. And Ra is bad, Toiv is good, and that's that. The truth is, there's an in-between that in certain ways screams a lot is Kaira Tagar a lot more on a Kodesh Baruch Hu's Malchus. And that's what we would call rishus. In other words, a person, when a person does a mitzvah, it's called Hashem, it's kai mitzvah, and so on. When a person is nimna fon avera, a person doesn't eat a davar asur, so the Mara says it's ki'ilu that he's doing a mitzvah. The Balatanya says that the kedusha that lies in davar asurim is nis'ala from the fact that people refrain from it. And that's something which is understood. If things can be good, there's a tzar hefech, and b'meila, it also falls under the realm of Malchus Shemayim. In other words, Ra relates to Malchus Shemayim by being negative, and staying away from it is something that a person is doing in order to that is also the Ratzon Hashem. That's easy to understand. There's a mid chelik called Rishus in the lashon, the lashonis of the Mekubalim and so on, and the Baal Tanya speaks about it a lot. This is, we have a name for it, it's called Klipas Noiga. It means things that have in themselves Rishus. The thing that's particularly problematic here is the fact that ki'ilu there's no hisyachsus to Malchus Shemayim. In other words, it's a byproduct. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created things that were good and bad. That's something that we understand as being both of them relate to Malchus Shemayim. But when something's parva, when something is the pshat, well, this is just, you know, kind of, it's for me. When I look at a Dvar Rishus, my tefisa is, this is shayach to me. It's not a mitzvah, it's not a vera, it's my inyan. That chelik of the bria came in, that chelik that's called psoilus, and in a certain sense is worse than Ra itself, is a kilkel that came into the Bria in different stages. You have the Tam Eitz and Perios supposed to be Shava. In other words, the Eitz itself wasn't psoilus. The Eitz itself had in itself the Tam of the Pri, and it was Kuloi Toiv. When there was a kilkel there that wasn't the kind of Hashem, we have the fruit and the psoilus around it. That was when the Bria of psoilus came in. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mekal Odom, he said, Koitz v'darda tatzmiach. That means that there was a type of, we'll call it an addendum to Eichel that was worthless. So a person works hard, he plants, some seeds grow, but 90% of the product is psoilus. That kilkel in the Bria was a kilkel in some ways stronger. The Eitz Hadas, Toivara, we had to keep away from. That was bad. Mikola Eitz Hashabagan, Toichal was a mitzvah's essay. So the gan was divided into two. Things that you're Mekayim a mitzvah, and things that you're not allowed to, which is also a kiyum a mitzvah with it. It's a chetzashal mitzvah. But the mitzvah is not to eat it. Just like Yom Kippur, the kedushas hayoyim not to eat, that was the kedushas of the chayfas was to not eat it. Koitz v'darda is neither here nor there. It belongs not to Shemayim, not to us. That was the bria of psoilus. And if somebody is a baal tam, if somebody has a certain feel, in a certain sense, this part of the bria is more of a steer to Malchus Shemayim than Ra is. Because it seems to be a hafgah from Malchus Shemayim. And that's the Bria Psoilus. An example where there was a tikkun fit. The man was a tikkun, was you know, with giving Torah and the man, that was a tikkun of the chet of the Eitz Hadas, Achilas Eitz Hadas. It says the man, they weren't moitzi, there was no psoilus. And it was kulin nivla devarim, and no psoilus came from it. because when the achilas kitikunoi, there's no metziah of psilas. I mean, because even in the guf we have a problem that even of the stuff that we eat, a lot of it is not edible. It's useless. It's levatolo. So the metzias of levatolo is something which, in a certain aspect, is more hafkof shen shemayim than other things. Let's go to the inyan of the things that were created bein hashmashes. I'd like to understand that nekuda. The davar pella bein hashmashes. What's that zman of bein hashmashes? So the Goyen says in some place, I saw it brought down, I was able to find it, that the things that are hashmashes are already shayach to olam haba. They're Shabbos dekinyanim, which is that's the pshat shemikra. But there's another knage in bein hashmashes, and davar nifla admoid. It says in the pasuk, "Vayichal lekim bayim hashvi machter asha asa, vayishvayis bayim hashvi mikol machter asha asa." So Chazal asks the stira, how could a Kodesh Baruch Hu be koilel? It could work on Shabbos and yet also be shayach to and be shayach to Nuchan Shabbos. So Rashi says that by people, because they can't be medayik, ben hashmoshes, we can't do melacha. A Kodesh Baruch Hu can cut it straight, and therefore there's no ben hashmoshes. So on the ben hashmoshes, that's where you had so by Kodesh Baruch Hu there was a mahalach of bria ben hashmoshes, and b'meila that's the pshat. There's a vayichal and a vayishpois. The part that by us was still Shabbos, there was a vayichal, and then the vayishpois was on the yonim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew it was Shabbos. That means that in the b'china of zman, in the b'china of time, there's also pseilas zman. The pseilas of the zman is something which is not this day, not that day. A child is born bein hashmoshes at the wrong part of bein hashmoshes. You can't make the bris not the day before, and if it's Shabbos, not the day after. It's neither here nor there. He has the chumras of both days. In other words, in zman, the psilus of zman, that's levatolo for us, that's neither choil nor Shabbos, is bein hashmoshes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was bearing certain things in that time, and the mahalach of those inyanim are inyanim that they're mufka from this world. They're inyanim that have a tam of olam haba ready. Most of it is because it's ma'ase nisim, the piyosin and piyaretz and so on and so forth. The ayil shel Avram is the pshat. And we'll try to understand it a little more mitzad amkas advarim. The ayil shel Avram is because this maim of Chanina ben Doisa, that since nothing of it went levatolo, the ayil was of a different type of ayil. It belonged to the world where things don't, where there's nothing levatolo. That created ben hashmoshes. The zman in the panim of the bria, where things are not levatolo in zman, is bein hashmoshes, that's where all things that are completely not levatolo, that's the zman, and that's why the ayil was created dafka bein hashmoshes. The Goyen says over here, he brings it over. He says the bein hashmoshes. He says in this kitzel lashon, what's the bein hashmoshes here? The Goyen says. He brings about the Nisim, and then he says he brings Kimajkasa Vaichal Kimashvi, Vikshavonem of Ishwas Mashvi, Elden Ashmashas, Vam Odom Sheni Yadea, the Hulu, and the Zirsham Kimachas Kumalachta. So he brings this Chazal, the Goyen of Ian Begobis, the Chazal that the Ben Ashmashas is the time when we can't do Melacha, Kachor can't do Melacha, that is all stood to the Mishnah. So it relates to Ma'ase Nisim, because Ma'ase Nisim can't be done by people. It's a zman that's miyuchad to asiyah mitzad mala, and it refers to this aisle because this aisle is not is a metzias. The metzias of things that don't have anything levatola belongs to that world. I want to go back to the aisle a little bit and then understand how that's the and how that shayach to this inyan over here. When we speak about Mesiras Nefesh, so we tend to talk about, like we said before, like we started out, Ben Ashmashas, we understand in terms of hardship, in terms of it's more difficult, bigger price, higher price, and so on. And that's with that Mahalach, it doesn't have any type of end to it. You can just keep making things more difficult. If you take a look, let's try to understand it in terms of the pas of the psukim. It says in Vahafta that you need to do it b'chol levavcha. So Chazal say means with yitzhar and it's a toiv. Good. So it's koilal. The b'chol is marbe. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have said to do things v'ata Hashem kecha b'libcha, I could have said having avos Hashem is a good thing, but it doesn't say it has to be exclusive. Bechol tells me everything. Good. The bechol moidecha also, bechol moidecha, whether it means mamanis or it means chol midah midah shemoided, this also I could say that bechol moidecha means you have to pay for a mitzvah. For Aloysa says where we learned the bechol moidecha, but it doesn't say everything. Bechol is a ribui. B'chol nafshecha begs an understanding. B'chol nafshecha means to be meisa nefesh. Afil noitas nafshecha. What's the b'chol marbe? The word does use for certain yanim a mlitz of malikot palga, malikot kota kula, in some ways malkis, but in the pashas of the pasuk, b'chol nafshecha means you have to be ready for meisa nefesh. So where's a chelik? If it wouldn't say b'chol, in levavcha, the pshat is I can like Ruvain, but I also like Shimon, and sometimes I prefer being with Shimon. And sometimes if I have a choice to do a favor, I'll decide Shimon. So there's an ava b'chol levavcha, or yitzhar, it's a toiv. I normally like doing mitzvahs. I have a strong yitzhar, I won't do it. B'chol moidecha, say certainly like that. What's b'chol nafshecha? I mean, in grammar, it just goes with the flow of the psukim, but it's krishma, it's Torah. So what is mikzas nafshecha? So we have to need to understand the pshat in chol nafshecha. In the world, where is the problem of the world of rishus? We pointed out and we said that in a certain sense, or Rifutin once said of mine, I remember it, Balpeh, I just remember he spoke Sukkis about the union of Rishus, a Sudas Rishus being worse, the Talmud Chacham than an Iser, and he brought different Mekairis about how bad Rishus is. Rishus, Chulin, so there was a whole, it was a long time ago, it was a whole Maimar on it. But what does the whole Nafshecha mean? So it's like this. In my Hisyachsus Takarish Baruch Hu, the tug of war lies between percentages of self and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In my relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's me, there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there's, it's like money. I can give Maisa, I can give 50-50, I give 90%. There's in Truma Lamosha, there's Reishis Sheshireh Nikorim. Maisik is only a tenth. Truma, you can give as much as you want, but you have to leave over something for yourself, or else it's not Shirei Nikar. There has to be, to give something as Truma, there has to be a heta that's Nikar. In other words, I need to retain some self. That self is the gap between Kuloi and Miktsasei. There's the sense of as long as there's a reisha sheshirah nikarim, the person has a self. I can give more, I can give less, but it's me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And on an emotional level, it's very nice we can say it on a theological level, that yeah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is echad, it's mevadei, and it's only him, and everything's him, and so on and so forth. But on an emotional level, there is something me. I was that gosh, sometimes a person is demanded. A person's time is being demanded for something. You need to help Ruvi. You need to help Shimon. You need to teach Levi. You need to do this. You need to do that, and so on and so forth. At some point, we balk at it, and each person at a different point. And one expression of it is, I'm tired. I don't have the koyach to do it. But down deep, psychologically, the reason why we balk is, you're not leaving me any time for myself, which really means I'm a nobody. An Eved doesn't have time for himself. And that's why we resent Avdus, because it destroys your Metzius. It obliterates your Metzius, because you don't have a Metzius. So if I'm a giving person, I give an hour a day for someone else. More giving, 5, 10, 12, doesn't make a difference. That's a question of how difficult it is. But the idea that I need always to be there is an idea that is a hafkah of my Metzius. The word always means, if A is everything, then B is nothing. And that becomes, it takes away my mitzvahs. And that's why when we feel that somebody's infringing on our time, on time for ourselves, the real infringement is on self. If somebody can barge in through my door and at any time of the night and use me, then I have time for myself. Then the pshat is, if I need to be available 24/7, I stopped existing. That is the mitzias of a tefis of self that a person has, that is, so to speak, the psilis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not psilis in the sense of, it's not bare on the surface of it, but mitzah the tefisa of other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Baal Tanya is tremendously, it's amazing how strong he bears down on it. He says Elohim Acherim means other. It doesn't have to have its own punim. It doesn't have its own parts of being a, it's this thing or that thing. It's the fact that there's an exclusion, kaviyachol of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That exclusion is the world of Choyl, the world of Rishus. It's the world that was, it's the kilkel that crept into the Bria. Had the Bria been b'shlei Musay, then the person HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be, the person who would identify himself in terms of Avoida and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wouldn't have that identity of self. The kilkels crept into the Bria where there was already, the eight was in its tave to give out Paris. The oisa prelimineu is its mitzias, and the eighth, the kilkel was that there was a gap between the eighth and the oisa prelimineu. The eighth has its own mitzias also. It's not only a beer of Paris. Chav is called Ein Kol Chai. That's her mitzias, and you see it in the teva. A woman in the kufis that she's a mother loses her mitzias. She's because her mitzvah Ein Kol Chai. The eights put a little bit, the eights said, I'm the eights, and adrabah, I'm willing to go down a darka and be not a pri, and not have tam, and not have possibly the reach, and so on, but there's the eights, and there's the eights a pri. There was a gap between the eights and the eights a pri. In Zman, that kilkel was Bein Hashmashes. It was a chelik where mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it was still a Zman Avoida, and Mitzad Adam, he was nostalgic. So it's not the Zman Shvisa, he's not being Mekayim Shabbos, in the absolute sense of the word. and he's not being mekayim shesham tavoidu. There's a gap there. The bein hashmashes of erev Shabbos, that first bein hashmashes, was that gap. That's the chelik lebriya. The tikkun, where a person, the tikkun was made, the first person who crossed over the line to shleimus was Yitzchak. And Yitzchak himself was an oila. An oila by definition is called kolil. It's called something which is totally, it's complete. Yitzchak Avinu, he's the only Bria, the only Nivra that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was miyachet shmoy on him. Afterwards, while he was living, it says, Hein b'kdoshev lo yamin, not Moshe Rabbeinu, not Eliyahu, no one. Every single person, there was an overtaina to him. Yitzchak was finished. Yitzchak, because there was nothing left of Yitzchak, there is nothing left to miskalkul. Once he puts in the entire self on the kedusha, then there's no makom of kilkul. The elishal Yitzchak, it says in the Sifrei Pnim that it was the neshama, the ruach of Yitzchak, went into the aisle. And b'meila, the aisle is kilu. That's the entire metzias of Yitzchak. His metzias lies in the aisle, and his kilu that he was hukrav. Being that he had no sense of self, so his ratzon, his maisim, became his self, and this was his ratzon, this was his maisim. The fact that there was nothing went levatola in that aisle is the atzmias of the aisle. The Radal speaks about the Shakla Vitaria mitzad the Halacha, and that everything has to go up to Kodesh, and so on and so forth. So even when Chazal give a mushal, it has to be Oiskehalten mitzad the mushal, and that's why he has problems with the Gidin, with the Karnayim, and so on. But mitzad the Oimeka Inyan, that's what it means. It means that it was Kuloi L'Shamayim. The point of that Chazal is that each and every single element of it was, there was nothing of the aisle that didn't have a metzias in Kedusha. So it's, in a certain sense, it's the expression of the kolim. That's what it is mitzad the nimshel. The Radal is worried about the mashal shabai, which needs a pshat, but mitzad the nimshel shabai adrabe, that's the mechuvin of the Chazal over here. And that's why the Elish of Avraham Avinu, that aisle had to be Nikrav, Dafka, had to be Nivra on the Bein Hashmashes, because the Bein Hashmashes is the Zman for those things that are, it's the Tikkun for that Zman, and those things are things that are Shayach. Those things, anything that was made on Bein Hashmashes is mufka from the Pseilus Adam and becomes a chelik of where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where it's kuloi, where everything goes l'shamayim and not doesn't have that chelik of Pseilus Adam. Shabbos starts by Yechulu Ashmai Varetz because Shabbos itself. The Lasid Lovoi has the klal. The mohus of Lasid Lovoi is that the klal kuloi is absorbed into kedusha, whereas during the Shesmi Avoda there's chilukim of kedusha, of Vishus, of this and that. Shabbos is a metzias that's koil everything, and b'meli in the vayechulu in the klal shaboy, everything has its metzias of shemayim. It's the same as the B'chol Nafshecha. I want to talk a little bit about this in an inyan that we should have some to tell us out of it. The nesyonis of Mesiras Nefesh that we're talking about, obviously, you know, Be'ez Hashem, we don't have those nesyonos. the afilo neitles nafshecha is something which is not Bez Hashem. It's not something that we need to focus on. It's not our daily avoda. And the truth is, the Baal Tanya keeps saying it again and again. It's one of the things that afilo rishoyim b'Yisrael, afilo peishim b'Yisrael, when it comes to being meisa nefesh, they many of them are oimid b'nisoyim way disproportionately from their day-to-day activities. But I'd like to understand it in something that's nagia very often. Not very often, but every minute, really. The real tension of a person with Avedis Hashem is, let's give it a name, the quote-unquote creeping annexation of Avedis Hashem. Person starts off, okay, daven this, learn this, that's that. And then a step right is demanded, and another step, and another step. And you don't have to be too bright to understand that doesn't seem to be an end to what's demanded of a person. So if a person thinks he's one of Valmidas, so then we have the next step, and the next step, and the next step. You know, in this situation, act nicely. This situation, it doesn't seem to ever end. And that's not, we resent things that don't end. And secondly, we resent the things that you don't have time for yourself. You don't have your own metzias. It's when you deal with kids, it's amazing how you have different perspectives. You can tell a child, there's a day, I don't know, off from school or whatever it is, and you sit the child down and say, okay, first thing is you need to finish all the work you didn't do yet. I want you to sit here and grumbling. Done. Okay, this has to be taken care of urgently. Do it. This. And when you finish, and let's say you manage, you're successful, and a day went by that you feel was very productive, you usually get a backlash in type of, oof, I wasted an entire day. And you ask yourself, I mean, it's the first time you did something constructive an entire day. Where's the difference of perspective? What happened? And it's very simple, because the perspective of the child was, I was a meshubit all day. I didn't do the things that I wanted or cared to do, or even if you didn't have anything particularly cared to do. But the fact that the shibud is mafkia, your sense of self, makes you resentful. And our tug of war in day-to-day Avodas Hashem is that area, that every time we have to make a step forward, it's coming always with a sense of encroaching on me, on my time, on myself, on my boundaries, on my space. And it's encroaching on it. And that's something that is the real Nisayan. The Maral says it constantly, that the every Nivra has in himself two facets. There's the Chelek Lashem, and there's the Chelek of being a Nivra. Every Nivra is a statement of being a Teitzah of the Bairei, and a Metzias Atzmias. By definition, a Nivra is a Metzias Atzmias. By Ishtal Shalos, he's a Nivra, he came from somebody, and that's that. But so that the struggle of Avodas Hashem is that constant sense of moving the boundary forward, and Taka being mafkeit, and Taka, incorporating it. That's the metzias of Zekal Adam. And when a person is misbeinin on b'chol nafshecha, it's not something a person should jump into. It's not something a person can abdicate himself and say, oh, everything is cool Hashem and that's that. If a person does that, then he's missing something. He's either missing a screw, it's either he doesn't have his own mitzvahs, or he's fooling himself. That's not a real mahalach. But a person understands that, for instance, let's take that same example of a child that moved forward. And, you know, that you forced him to do things all day, and he's very resentful of it. The child gets older, he begins to appreciate, you know, I actually used my time. It was used wisely. It was used well. A person's days in this world are not his self. A person's days in this world are potentially himself, but until they haven't been used, until they haven't been converted, they're not himself. So it's like a person has coupons to trade in. The coupons are really potential, but until he hasn't traded in, it's not him. It's not his self. Our tfisa of rishus, being our rishus, is the illusion. That's the mirage. And if a person, mesiris nefesh is something the shevish of mesiris nefesh is not hardship. It's the bechol nafshecha. It's the fact that giving up nefesh is to encompass the entirety of ourself. That's the avodah bechol nafshecha. It obviously, in a physical sense, jumping into the fire is giving up the entire self. But it's deeper than that, and it's like the Rambam when it's with such powerful lashon explains the nisoyin of Avraham Avinu. The bechol nafshecha, Avraham Avinu, he says, was an old man. His entire life's hope was this child. And if the child went, then does he have a purpose to keep living? All I have is an Eved Ben Yerushmi. I mean, which would be worse for Avram? To have jumped himself into the fire or to have given up Yitzchak? Certainly giving up Yitzchak. I mean, he was an old person and his tachlis in life was to carry on a certain legacy, and that was embodied in Yitzchak. And what's the point for him to live? What's the point for him to go on living? He took his entire content, his everything about his self. His self was Yitzchak. This is me. This is what I want out of life. This is what I have out of life. And this is what I've lived for. And to give that up, it's called Elish al Avram in Chazal, not Elish al Yitzchak. Because if somebody has a little das, he understands that Yitzchak wasn't giving up everything. Avram was giving up everything. The idol was named after Avram because Avram was giving up everything. And when a person, when you incorporate, the moment, if you take a look at the inyanim of the idol where they went to, they are all inyanim of Geula, basically. David HaMelech's navel, the Eliyahu, the Ezer of Eliyahu, who's the Mevasa, and the Shefa Shal Mashiach, and Shefa Shal Matayr, which was the start of Cheirus. The aisle was all Shaykh to the world of Lasid Lavoi, to the Shabbos of Lasid Lavoi. The Metzias of a Yom Shekulei Toiv, that's Shekulei Toiv means as Afkof and Meshus also. On Shabbos, there's kemat nothing that is reshus. If it's oineg, it's mitzvah. If it's other nyanim, it's dasei cheftzicha, the dabedava, the old nyanim of choil mitzvah. The fact uvda the choil, very very strange hagdara for malacha. Uvda the choil, it doesn't even have a clear hagdara. As long as it's not Shabbos, doesn't have a makom. Shabbos is a yoyim that's kuli Shabbos. These asara dvarim are nichlal in Shabbos. Mitzad that they're already shayach to Shabbos, to a world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where even the sheshes yomim are Shabbosnik. The elosh of Avraham Avinu is shayach to Metzias that nothing goes levatolo. It's interesting that in Sfarim HaKadoshim, the aveira that's called levatolo is considered in some ways worse than arayas, which is chamuras. So it's a facet of it. That levatola is avera has a metzias, a bad metzias, but it's a metzias. Levatola is something that doesn't have a metzias. Averas are not levatola. Averas are an avera, but vatola is mufka. A person needs on many levels. For us, the metzias of the akeda is something which is the side of life. The first thing is to understand that which is levatolo, that which is lereik, when a person feels unproductive, it's worse in a certain sense. An Avera is answered by Taiva, by Yetzahara. Batola is L'chura Hafka from everything. The hardship that we have, that we encounter as we move forward, is this hardship of pushing the barrier. If I could sit 1 hour and learn 2 hours or 3 hours and davening and everything we do and mitzvahs and being on call and all these inyanim are things that's our mitzvahs. Every person pushes at his pace, but understand that's the big picture of Eidus Ha'adam. The b'chol nafshecha that we say in Krishna for us is Be'ez Hashem. It's not going to be the jumping the fire. The nisoyan and the avoda is going to be that another 10 minutes, another half hour, another hour. We're going to keep pushing the front. The klal kol adam is this avoda of being mevatel that gap between Boyer and Nivra that crept into the Bria. It means that the bein hashmashes of life. When you hear all stories, all sorts of stories were done, they say 5 minute story and between this and this, all those. The understanding of it is that a 5 minute empty space is abhorrent to someone who's a Baal Nefesh. Working 5 hours, a person has to miss from Seder because a chesed came up that he has to do. And it's going to take him 5 hours. Or he has to do something, a medical thing for someone. Well, that's what he has to do. So we fret. For somebody who's learning well, we fret because it took 5 hours. It's a serious dent on Storim and knowing something. A 5 minute kind of ben hashmashes is not so, it's only 5 minutes. For Baal Nefesh, the other way around. The 5 hours I had to do something, I did something. That's what I have to do. Why Kach Baruch Hu chose to give me now a mitzvah shechirim, I don't know. But that time is productive. That there's the Gidden, and there's the Karnayim, and there's the Oyer. Each one has a tafkin, I don't know why. But the 5 minutes that's neither here nor there nor anything, that's for Baal Nefesh, that's a serious issue. The person understands that the metzias of the Mokam Avoda for us is the area that has no tachlis, that's aimless, purposeless, not productive. And it's hard, because that's what a Mokam Avoda is. And as a person pushes towards that, as a person understands that when a person says b'chol nafshecha, that gosh is not on the nafshecha, but it's on the b'chol, that everything, I need to strive that there's not a bone in my body that doesn't have a tachlis to it, it doesn't fulfill its tachlis. That pushes things towards the perfection of Bria. The Isle of Avram, because it included every element that Avram ever wanted, every ambition, every tachlis, everything that he could have wanted. And every one of us has something like that. It's something which a person, this is what I wanted more than anything else. Everyone has his things in Chulin. And a person gives up that thing that he wanted more than anything else because he needed to give it up. That's his b'chol nafshecha. That gosh is on the b'chol. And as we push these things, and we understand that the tachlis is to get to the b'chol, then what we offer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an oila kolol. Not because it just burnt on the mizbeach, but because every single sinew of that aisle was used for something. That the shofar shel Mashiach is the karen. The karen is the top point of it. The shofar that's mevasa Mashiach is the crown of an aisle that was used in totality for avodas Hashem. Shabbos.